Frank Malina animo ranga komindo bolbalo na Leonardo. Leonardo angadang minzog misa a wolfami na misa. Bia, ban bongo ya nam Cameroon mu, bia vo nganga bui. Anna, ubalmi mbu muomtan, mbemba biali, mbemba bok, mfa uto Amerika we, bia sugoa.
3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Rencontre avec.
Rencontre avec.
Meeting.
Meeting. Roger Malina.
معنا روجر مالينا من اضطراب ابداعي من في مارسيليا حاليا ومعانا ايفون تينا من دالاس تكساس وموضوع النقاش يكون بينا عن الثقافه البصريه في المجتمع المصري وعلاقه ده بالفنون الرقميه واستخدام ده في التعليم في مصر.
Hello, my name is Tegan Bristow and I am a lecturer at the WITS Digital Arts Department at WITS University, and I'm also an interactive media artist, and I'm also at the moment curating and working with the Fagugesi Digital Innovation Festival.
My name is Chip Chumba and I'm from Kenya. I have been working mainly with designing user interfaces and user experience design, and also curating African digital art, but now moving into becoming more of a digital artist myself.
Bande ne seme kakale ba mabele nona Junior Ebolo. Munango nyena odino o Cameroon wananu. Bon bunya bwa wenge bende bunya bongo bwa yabe. Bibolo bena obo juno muduma wase. Munyenge mwene wane no bato omu muduma wase. Yo valoba momene abate sesa abate namsewa. Nwana bo mbunya bongo bwende bunya bwa yabe, bo mbunya bwa wenge, bwende bunya bongo bwa yabe. Na matimsele wa njo masoa masoma. Na mabaite peso kemse na bo mbunya bongo bwa wenge, bwende bunya bongo bwa yabe. Uben mwatanu mambu na Yehova luba abate namsewa na sum.
Welcome to Virtual Africa and Creative Disturbance. My name is Caroline Ojuang, a master's student at University of Texas at Dallas. I have the pleasure of being here with Justo Asikoye, a member of Jabali Africa, a performance group from Kenya. Please introduce yourself and let us know who you are.
Yes, my name is Justo Asikoye. I'm the regional member of Jabali Africa. Yes, straight up from the motherland, Kenya, Jema.
How long have you been in America?
I've been here for about 20 years now. Can you imagine? It's been 20
wow.
years.
Yeah.
Leonardo, oh, Leonardo. Petit lolo meme tamlan, moi, mumitan mo memembu, on go back la lene, oh, oh. Libotle, on love Libya, la pam, on love Yingandilen. Leonardo. Meti lolo me mitamlan, amu mitan, momi mbongo vagla len, libon le, olo vilibya, lipam, ngan vyo lo vilen, Obiebe misota, wongo unbe, obiebe misota, wongo unbe. Choo! Bi unbi leglewa, bi unbi leglewa, bi un, bi un, bi leglewa. Bi unbi leglewa, bi unbi leglewa, bi un, bi un, bi leglewa. Leonardo, bi unbi leglewa, bi unbi leglewa, bi un, bi un.
We're going to talk about Sarki Bartman, otherwise known as a Hottentot Venus, and we're going to talk about her sort of reemergence in the popular culture with recent images. First, though, can you tell us a little bit more about Sarki Bartman?
Yes. Sarki Bartman was born in South Africa as a Khoisan woman who is, of course, her ethnicity relates her to the San the people of South Africa and the Khoisan people. She's probably most known for the woman who made a sensation in London as a curiosity that was essentially paraded through the streets of London and also shown in the area of Piccadilly, where obviously at the time, and we're talking about 1810, early 19th century, the European audiences, London audiences, and then later French audiences were quite fascinated with physical curiosities. And so she was maidservant at the time to a Hendrik Cesars and his wife Anna, who brought her to London with Dunlop, who was a medical surgeon, received his training.
We were hosting the AMAZE Indie Games Festival in Johannesburg for 2 years. That's the Berlin-based Indie Games Festival, and we realized that we wanted to have a lot more African focus on digital arts, and not only focusing on gaming, but more broadly digital arts and technology, creative technology practices. So last year, we decided to start a festival of our own. We called it the Fugagezi Festival. The name actually comes from a suggestion by a guy called Shonisani Lutole. The name means Fagu, which means add, and Ugezi, which is electricity or power. And it's a word that's used at dance parties as well, like Fagugez, add the power. So we thought that was kind of like young, dynamic, interesting name for it.
लियोनार्डो को हमारी तरफ से अपनी 50वीं सालगिरह बहुत बहुत मुबारक हो। اهلا مرحبا نرحب بك على Virtual Africa جزء من Creative Disturbance. انا هدى هاشم من السودان, اشتغل مع التكنولوجيا لاعمل الفن العربي والاسلامي. اخبرني عنك وعن اعمالك الفنيه.
اهلا هدى, انا فنان تشكيلي تونسي مهتم بصفه خاصه بالخط العربي المعاصر, ومهتم خاصه بفتح أفاق أو طرق جديدة للخط العربي عن طريق التكنولوجيا, عن طريق المحامل الجديدة, عن طريق المواد الجديدة, عن طريق كذلك فكرة أساسية ألا وهي فصل الخط العربي عن سجن بين الظفرين, سجن المعنى.
أنا مي زيد, مخرجة أفلام.
I'm a designer based in Cairo and consider myself as a multicultural person moving back and forth between Madrid and Cairo since I reside in Cairo but have my roots also in Spain. Basically, I'm delighted to be a part of this podcast and part of this creative disturbance.
Day started about 2 years ago when the governor, the mayor of Dallas, declared April 29th Tanzania Day. And when he gave us that declaration, we said, okay, what are we going to do that day? Should we just celebrate alone or, you know, just say the day comes and go? And we thought that it would be nice to celebrate with this Tanzania Day with Texans and fellow communities, Kenyan community, American community, and Tanzanians. So we decided to have a day or whole weekend just for celebration of Tanzanian culture, American culture, and invite our fellow neighbors to be a part of the event.
Tout d'abord, je voudrais vous demander qui vous êtes et voilà, qui vous êtes.
اسمي محمد يوسف, فنان مصري, عايش في مدينة الإسكندرية, فنان تشكيلي, وفي الوقت نفسه بشتغل مدير فني في الأكاديمية العربية للعلوم والتكنولوجيا, وهي مؤسسة تعليمية خاصة تتبع جامعة الدول العربية. درست في كلية الفنون الجميلة قسم الديكور, بعد كده امتهنت الفن التشكيلي وجربت معظم فنون المتاحة من عمارة وعمارة داخلية وديكور ورسم وتصوير ونحت, بعد كده انتهيت بأن أنا تخصصت في ثلاث أنواع اللي هو التصوير الزيتي والفوتوغرافي والكتاب الفنان والمساحات التفاعلية.
Et qu'est-ce que tu parlais de l'Académie arabe des sciences et techniques où tu travailles? Est-ce que tu peux nous la présenter?
الأكاديمية العربية للعلوم والتكنولوجيا هي مؤسسة تتبع
ليوناردو في مدينة الكاميرون ممشى بكوامبو نوم سونغل نوم بونيو دو بينما بينو don fa yo yo mo fa lo ke si hang un po sho me shin po hang un po lo pin mo fa bin ho plenty ngu zo po lo fa good to pon la go fu pin no po to pin no to to fu mo tin te kam un te sha fa ngu po lo tu si ho ye pon yo fu mo pin no pon yo to fu mo suite bon bon zo fin po lo se pin ki mo open ku un po
I feel like my work definitely relates to my background.
I was born in Liverpool, England, and then mm-hmm. from there I moved to Saudi Arabia, where I lived there for 13 years, and yes. then from there I moved here. I'm originally from Sudan, so I feel like that background definitely influences me as an artist and as a 3D artist.
Capital Movie Industrial Corporation is a community-based interest organization mm-hmm. in South Sudan that basically looks at how it can engage with the youth.
Yeah.
By using technology, using film, using commercials, mm-hmm. using graphics, using the power of design to be able to promote peace in South Sudan.
The way that Africa was being talked about in the media was miles away from the truth of what at least from what my experience of the continent was. And so that's how Afropolis came about. And yes. for me, Afropolis was very much talking about Africans on the continent, but as well talking about the diaspora. And the yeah. diaspora includes to me Africans, let's say, like me or you, you know, who've been brought up to part abroad, mm-hmm. but as extended Africans, such as Americans, African Americans, you know, Afro-Cubans, Afro-Brazilians, you know, people from the West Indies and so on. And the idea of Afropolis is to kind of explore the cultural DNA which exists and permeates throughout each of these different platforms.
Because I have acquired a lot of knowledge here, but I don't think it does me any good to just sit and, you know, on the knowledge. So being able to transfer that knowledge, whether it's through social media or whether it's through real hands-on experiences, I think that's one way that we in the diaspora can be able to impact what's happening back home. And then not hesitating in sharing information. I mean, the internet and text messaging and FaceTime, Facebook, all of those are great channels if we put them to good use. Rather than spend time using them for other things, I think we need to be channeling our efforts towards topics and issues that can help to, you know, change the tide in Kenya or in Africa as a continent. And I think what's going to be important is that we have enough people who are doing the same thing and who are focused on the same goal to be able to see the tide.
In technology-driven conversation between the East African people and Kenyans in the U.S., do you use any emerging technologies to further your music, which is like social media, podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, and streaming?
Yes, technology has been a major publicity tool for us. And for real, we've really, really, really embraced technology since it came out. Because initially, the way we ended up, because JabaliAfrica.com itself, the website,
mm-hmm.
it was built by our bass player.
Okay.
Our bass player did computer science. Uh-huh. And when this the technology came up, the first time mm-hmm. The internet came up, when it started becoming cooler, before even other people on the internet.
And this memory was able to manifest itself in movement of characters that were impossible for human bodies.
Yeah, exactly.
So I became very much interested in this aspect of memory as a kind of a residue, an energetic residue, noise,
yes.
detritus that remained in the room after whatever experiment had taken place.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess philosophically I saw a relationship between ephemerality in the sense of what exists as a hard here and now,
yeah.
The notion of something disappearing,
mm-hmm.
how long does it take that energy to disappear?
Ligueli Lamo, Leonardo. Ligueli Lamo.
My name is Al Banda. I am a Cameroonian. I am a startup consultant by profession. I was born in Cameroon, but I moved to the United States when I was still a baby. I lived there for about 6 years, and I moved to the Netherlands, where I lived for another 8 years, and I returned to Cameroon almost 17 years ago, and that tells you how old I am.
And so working together with Dwalat and Elvira, we went on a kind of a research trip, and just to understand what was happening. And Dwalat has always been very high on our radar as respected peers in working in public space. I mean, for many years, we've been commissioning public art in the city of Johannesburg as mm-hmm. Kind of a business to try and develop opportunities for the arts. We were part of developing the public art policy here, et cetera. And always, as a reference, we use a lot of the things that Dwalat is doing in Cameroon because of the innovative way of not just making public art, but using art as a vehicle to transform and
create. To use art, the tool of art, to interrogate issues that the devil, my environment, mm-hmm. Actually, here in Nigeria, I have problem with environment and the effects of climate change. And mm-hmm. so in writing the paper or looking at that area of the study, I want mm-hmm. to start to look at, interrogate the environment with art.
L'objectif, c'est de faire du vernaculaire. C'est-à-dire que si c'est de la technologie, il faut que ce soit de la technologie produite par des Africains avec leurs propres ressources. Et surtout une technologie qui puisse s'approprier après.
Bounbouna, boudindi boro, na oya beno bounbouna babo, yovalo ba wembe rendi ase sabe, sarame Leonardo, bounbouna babo, boudindi bouna boro ba yabe, boudindi bouna babe na, yovalo ba alum no mundi mwa senge. Busanena bibolo bena oboli no mu mundima senge yova loba mere abare wa ngina abare wa telelemo lema abare wa tondila baro e bo wori matan mambu yova loba we mere abare sesabe abare namsabe nyona bumbuna wabo budinji buna boro e
John Okari is a runner. He was a runner in the Mexico Olympics. He had broken his leg while he was running, and he finished last, and he ran the whole time, and everyone was astonished. Everybody in the stage was leaving. At the end of the race, when he finally finished the finish line, the reporters asked him, why did he keep on running with all that pain? And he could have just stopped. Everybody had already left. And he said that truly, you know, his country did not send him here to win the race. His country had sent him here to actually finish the race. Mm-hmm. And he has inspired a lot of us to persevere with our goals, whether in healthcare, in, you know, culture, in businesses, that sometimes it's not all about you winning all the time. It's about the process that you go through and the fact that you actually accomplish your goal.
Why do I want to go to space? And I said, I want to go down history as the first black South African in space and hopefully defy the laws of gravity too.
Agwe mumbo mwe na gwe mwini lega binyu Donado atana bindi America aye ya munu Cameroon bedin tu entendening le bana entendening o gatena o